It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Looking to score a touchdown at your Super Bowl party? It's all about the snacks. While chicken wings and sliders are popular game day favorites, when it comes to quarterbacking the buffet, there's one dish on the must-have list: nachos. This crowd-pleasing party dish is quick and easy to make, and with so many potential chip, cheese, and topping combinations, the field is wide open. I called in Ryan Trim, chef and owner of Sweetgrass Next Door and creator of Memphis's famous badass nachos, for the game plan to make this Super Bowl classic a winner.
It's really important to start with a good tortilla. We get ours from La Unica Tortilla at White Station in Summer. They make them fresh every day.
The cheese is also a key ingredient. Don't use a fake liquid nacho cheese. Instead, go for a blend of flavorful cheeses that melt well. Sharp Cheddar and Monterey Jack are my go-tos. Ryan likes to make a homemade cheese sauce spiced up with chilies. If adding meat, you want a shredded or pulled meat for easy building and eating. Pork, chicken, or even brisket are great options for a hearty nacho.
We like to use beef brisket on our nachos, and we braise it. It makes the meat a lot more moist. It keeps everything from drying out. There's nothing worse than dried out meat on your nachos.
You can cook your own like Ryan, or take a shortcut by picking up already cooked meat at your favorite market or barbecue shop. Not a meat eater? For a vegetarian version, use black beans and an assortment of veggies. And most importantly, pay attention to the construction of your nachos. Build them in two or three layers so that every bite is cheesy and loaded with toppings. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Hope these tips help you score big on Super Bowl Sunday.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.